This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Well, but after 5 o'clock on Legal Tampering Day, also just known as NFL Free Agency Day, we've already seen a lot of movement, including the New York Jets signing Justin Fields to a 2-year contract. The Giants have not added a veteran quarterback, but it was brought to my attention. Somebody on our staff said this about Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is the new Derek Jeter. Haters will point to how great his team is. The guy may never get the credit he truly deserves. Who do you think tweeted that?
I have no idea.
Not you, Tiki?
But definitely not.
Definitely not Tiki. Was it you, Sean?
Probably was. There was a point in time in my life I liked Russell Wilson.
Well, it wasn't you. It was Tommy Lugar.
We all know Tommy Lugar was a generational talent.
Wow. You remembered that, right? You thought he was Jeter?
Yeah, because there's somebody else on this staff that disagreed with me and fought with me on Twitter about it. One Mr. Sean Marash.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't like that take?
Clearly not.
I'm consistent.
It was 10 years ago, in fairness. Like, literally. It was 10 years ago.
I think they had just won a playoff game after I tweeted that.
It was January 18th, 2015. Yeah. So it was at the end of the 2014 season.
So that gives you an idea how long the Lugash debate series has been going on.
It's been going on for a long time. Here's your Cinco.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. And by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. The Jets, in case you've missed it, have added Justin Fields. We like playing the headline game here, so Jets fans, this is for you. The top 5 headlines we could expect in newspapers next football season.
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
Bucks, stop here. Ohio State trio leads Jets to another win.
I like that. Because we're forgetting, not only is there a Garrett Wilson-Justin Fields connection, there's a Jeremy Ruckert Justin Fields connection. So there's a very Buckeye feel to the Jets, and maybe it'll rub off the way the Villanova connection did for the Knicks.
I like it.
All right.
Number 4.
Fields Day. Justin Fields runs for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Nice. I'm all hoping there's a lot of that, man.
Here we go.
Number 3.
I already hate to read this one because I realize it's not going to come across the way I wrote it, but just picture this. Just Tin Man. Fields has no heart. Another brutal loss.
Oh, come on. That's what you're giving me as number 3?
Come on. Come on.
Well, hold on. I get the whole funny, just actually. Tin Man. I don't get why you got to be so negative about the guy.
Did you get 2 wins so far? I'm allowed to throw in a loss.
That's true. So far with 2-1.
Here we go.
Number 2.
Justified. Mougie and Glenn take bows at bye week as Jets are cooking.
There we go.
Okay.
All right.
And here we go.
Number 1.
Fields of Dreams. Justin leads Jets to playoffs, and Woody now open a building Jets their own stadium.
I like that last part. Look at you, very positive on the Justin Fields signing.
Yeah, look.
Nicely done.
You have a whole life to be negative. Today's the day to be positive, you know?
Well, also as a Jet hater, which you've proven to be.
No.
the hatred is gone. Like, you don't hate Aaron Glenn. You don't hate Justin Fields.
No.
So it's more like, all right.
Yeah.
And you weren't competing with the Jets for Justin Fields either.
No.
Like, the Giants were never attached or had any interest in acquiring him.
Nor, and I'm on the record, did I want him. So good luck.
Do you think it's a bad signing?
No, because it's 2 years. And I think Connor Hughes might have tweeted, so it's a good point. It's, hey, look, if he has a great year one, they're not faced with the Vikings-Sam Darnold situation. You know what I mean? You have another year to play with to figure out if you want to pay the guy or not.
Yeah, it's... So there are a lot of Jet fans who don't love this move. And the way I would phrase it, if you're just tuning in on this beautiful Monday, is I'm not dancing in the streets. I'm not predicting a Super Bowl. But considering the options, once they made the decision to move on from Aaron Rodgers, I really like the option of bringing in almost a lottery ticket. A guy who's young, a guy who has potential, a guy who maybe with another change of scenery, with talent around him, you can hit on. And I know that would be the craziest way for the Jets to find their franchise quarterback after all the attempts that have been made. But I like the idea of bringing in a 26-year-old young quarterback who has promise as opposed to just a veteran who I know is a Band-Aid.
Right.
And so from that standpoint, that's the part where I'm like, great, I'd rather sign Justin Fields than any of the other options. In fact, the other young quarterback I mentioned was Daniel Jones for that same exact reason. I know that's tough for Giant fans to comprehend because you're so done with them. That's fine, but it's a lottery ticket.
Right.
And that's how I view Fields, and I like the fact that the Jets are clearly setting up an identity with him. But do I think today he's going to be the quarterback 5 years from now? Probably not, but there's at least a chance, even small, that he will be. Something that wouldn't have been the case if they added Marcus Mariota.
Well, as long as you get someone to develop and get him to realize his potential, then it's worth it, right? And if he helps you win some games and you move on from him in a year or two, but he puts you in a good spot, then it's no harm, no foul type of thing. I think it's a smart signing. It's not a blockbuster free agency signing. I wouldn't say that by any stretch of the imagination, but I think it is a smart signing because you don't really know what his ceiling can be. He's been in the league for, this will be his fifth year. I don't think we've seen it yet.
No, but what we have seen is, and I say this from afar because I'm not obviously watching every Bears game or Steelers game, we've seen a guy get better. We've seen a guy grow. Like, his last year in Chicago was the best year that he had. And the main reason they decided to move on from him was not that he was unplayable the way Zach Wilson was. Well, it was because they had the number one overall pick and they wanted to start over and start the clock over with Caleb Williams, which I understand.
Well, you know, it was unfortunate that their head coach was in a win or get fired situation.
Right, which is not the case here.
No.
Which is a much better situation. Now, Tanner Engstrand is the first-time offensive coordinator of this team. Charles London is the quarterback's coach.
Yes. Former running back at Duke.
Are they the guys? And this I admit, I have no idea, because especially in Engstrand's case, he's a first-time OC.
Right.
Are they the right guys to maximize Justin Fields?
Well, he's been a lot of different things, Engstrand. He's tight end coach. He's a pass game coordinator. But Justin Fields is nothing like what they did in Detroit. Not even close.
Right.
And, you know, when you look at Jared Goff, it was a lot of, in the pocket, I'm throwing a ball across the middle of the field because he's big and he's tall enough to see all those in-breaking routes. Justin Fields hasn't been that in his career. He's been a lot of boundary throws because they're safer, right? The sideline is your friend, in a sense, if you take a shot down the sideline. Whereas what Engstrand has done is a lot of running the football, which is similar.
Right.
But the pass game is not something that Justin Fields, I think, is versed on. But I can't tell you if this is the right group. I mean, the fact that their quarterback coach is a former running back and he's coached running backs tells me that they're going to try to do this.
Right.
But I mean, until we see it, we have no idea.
Well, you hit on the one thing that is similar. Maybe not the execution, but the fact that the Lions ran the ball the third most times in the NFL last year.
Well, they had two great running backs.
Yep. And I think the Jets may too.
Right.
Like, that's the thing that's similar.
Right.
You know, you look at Breece Hall, you look at Braylon Allen, they may have that kind of combination. The question is, can the offensive line be good enough? Right. The question is, can the play calling be good enough? Because not all runs are the same.
Well, let's not skew it. The reason Detroit's run game was so good is because you were scared as hell of Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown and I forget the tight end's name, who was unbelievable as well. But
Sam LaPorta.
They had receiving options out the wazoo.
Yes.
And a quarterback who could deliver it. So what are you doing? Right? You're stacking the box to stop the run, or you're going to play these guys man-to-man downfield?
So far,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mixed view from Jet fans on the Justin Fields move. The toll-free number is 888-80-
By the way, Evan, what? We haven't heard from one Jet fan today. We actually have him on the line, your former partner, Joe Beningo. He just wants to ask you one question. Do you think that Justin Fields will be the Jets quarterback in 3 years?
Probably not.
Right now?
Is Adam Gase the head coach next year, bro? It's the same thing.
No, it's not. You know what the difference was? When Joe asked that to Brian Costello, we knew Gase sucked. We knew it. So his question was, is he going to be the coach in 2 years? The answer is no, and we knew the answer is no. With Justin Fields, you're asking me to guess. I'm, of course, as a Jet fan, you skew negative, but I don't know the way I knew about Adam Gase. Mm-hmm. Do you know?
No, but...
You just wanted to play that clip.
And this one, too.
Jadeer Sanders.
It's a lottery ticket. That's the way I explained it. And by the way, I think that's an accurate description. It's a lottery ticket. He's a young player, and that lottery ticket has a better chance to cash than the Carson Wentz lottery ticket, than the Marcus Mariota lottery ticket.
I agree with that.
Do you think that Aaron Glenn and Moogies... job here is tied to this lottery ticket, or do you think that they will get another opportunity?
Well, I think that's what's going to be really interesting. They're going to draft a quarterback. It just may not be this year. And now they don't have to because he's 26 years old, and they may never have to if Justin Fields has a great year this year. So I don't think they have to draft a quarterback this year. Eventually, they have to find that quarterback. Will it be Justin Fields or someone else they draft next year or the year after, or Jordan Travis, who they wouldn't have actually found because he was already here? That's to be seen. Let's go to Joe in Levittown. What's up, Joe?
How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Nothing. I love the Justin Fields signing. Like you said, he's young. Give him a new change of scenery. I just think we need to maybe draft a receiver, right?
Yes. They need another receiver on this roster, yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, are you saying it like you disagree with me? Yeah. Don't you agree with me?
No, I agree. Oh. I'm just saying, like, I don't know, like, is there really, like, at seven, do you think they're going to draft at seven?
I don't know what they're going to, here's the thing. Here's a beautiful thing. Not beautiful, it actually sucks, because you'd rather have no holes. The Jets have holes, right? Clearly. They have a hole at right tackle now, mm-hmm. and they can absolutely use another wide receiver.
Right.
They could do that in free agency. Josh Palmer was one of the guys that made a lot of sense.
He's gone.
He's off the board. Right. So they could still address that in free agency, adding another receiver, or sure, they could do it in the draft. Doesn't mean it has to happen at seven. Right. It could happen in the second round. It could happen in the third round. We found out that their third round pick is actually better than we thought because for some reason, every Jet beat reporter had the Davante Adams trade completely incorrect. So we thought that they had traded the 73rd pick in the draft when the truth is they traded the 92nd pick in the draft. So they could address receiver in the draft.
Right.
But, yes, they need. If the question is, do they need to add another receiver, the answer is, of course they do.
They're being linked currently right now through Mujee's ties to Tim Patrick, former Bronco receiver.
And by the way, that's a guy who fits, right? He's relatively young.
Yeah.
You're not looking for a number one because you feel.
Yeah, you won't break the bank for
would that be trade?
No, he's a free agent, Tim Patrick, yeah.
So that would be Detroit last year, yeah.
Yeah. You know, they could add Darius Slayton while we're at it, too. Get a little former Giant in there.
Have fun with that.
I love how you say that. Let's go to Matt on Long Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I have an issue with the Justin Fields signing. It has nothing to do with the player himself.
Yep.
It has to do with the cap allocations to the quarterback room as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Aaron Rodgers making 50 or so, whatever they do with the post-June, pre-June cut. That's also your side, I believe.
Yep.
You got Tyrod making 6, and now you got Justin Fields making 20. That's a third of your cap going to the quarterback room, and I'd say it's still below average. So I just can't get excited.
Okay,
for it.
let me ask you this: what would you have done then? Because once they decide to move on from Rodgers, you're stuck with a big number no matter what.
So I would have taken a lottery ticket, like you guys been saying, on Daniel Jones. It would have been much cheaper. Obviously, in New York, you saw it firsthand. It's not that appealing to the fan base. But instead of a $20 million ticket buy-in, you're talking maybe a $5 million buy-in.
Is that
and not to mention still young?
It's a good point to bring up, DJ. We've mentioned him before, Tiki. I know this is tough to guess.
Right.
Is he really only going to get $5 million? Or is Daniel Jones actually going to get somewhere in the Fields area?
I would guess. It depends on what situation he's going into. If he's potentially going to be a starter, even though we saw this, we saw the contrary about what I'm about to say happened last year with Sam Darnold. Because Sam Darnold was making $4.5 million a year for 1 year last year. He ended up being a starter. He played 99.5% of the snaps last year, and it was a gross underpay. And so if he's competing for a starting job, you're going to get a deal. He's going to get a deal similar to what Justin Fields got.
That's my gut.
He's started and he's had a success in the league. So he's not going to be treated like you're just here to be our backup.
Right.
And he's also only a year older than Justin Fields. So when you look at you got to look at the comp. Justin Fields is his comp.
Yeah, that's why my gut feeling to that point our last caller made is I don't think that's going to be accurate.
No,
I don't think you're getting Daniel Jones for $5 million. Now, your quarterback room is going to be wildly expensive, and we just have to deal with it. Because once you make the decision to cut Aaron Rodgers, whether it's post-June 1st or it's pre-June 1st, which really affects next year and this year, you're deciding, do I want to spread it out over 2 years, which I'm mostly against, or do I want to take my medicine right now? Now, I'm assuming because they're giving Justin Fields $20 million a year that they're spreading it out over 2 years.
Right.
So Rodgers will get paid this year, he'll get paid next year, and then it's over. Once you make that decision, you're going to have a really overpaid quarterback room. Now, let me get back to Daniel Jones on this because I'm not anti-Daniel Jones. We've mentioned his name before. Actually, I give my Joe Beningo a lot of credit. He brought it up first a couple weeks ago, and we played that clip. I was intrigued by Daniel Jones. Put the money aside for a second. You're the Jets. You're taking out a lottery ticket on a young quarterback. Who would you have rather have taken the lottery ticket out on? Daniel Jones or Justin Fields?
I think the injury issue with Daniel Jones is what holds you back.
Bingo. That is 1,000% my answer.
I feel like you know what his top, you know what his ceiling is. Like you've seen it.
Yes.
Right? He went to the playoffs, won a playoff game. He was really good in 2022. And in rookie season, you know, with the turnovers, but sans the turnovers in 2022, he had a really good season. But it's not like he was a top 10 quarterback that season. He was a winning quarterback, but he wasn't top-end quarterback. You don't know what that ceiling is with Justin Fields yet. So if you're going to use your vernacular, the lottery ticket route, Justin Fields has a better chance of cashing out big.
I agree.
Daniel Jones, it could be really good. You kind of know what the ceiling is.
I am deeply concerned about this aspect of Daniel Jones, and that is the fact that he is never, ever going to be the same after the injury because he didn't look the same here. So maybe rehabbing in Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell helps him. It could. For his sake, I hope it does, or wherever he ends up, whether it's staying in Minnesota or elsewhere. But it felt like Daniel Jones is kind of broken, and I'm not sure he can be fixed. Fields has gotten better each year he's played. So if given the choice between those two lottery tickets, I think they made the right choice. There is a major outcry against me and someone else for the Francisco Alvarez injury, and we'll explain that in just a couple of minutes. Obviously, a very busy day. Still no official word on Gerrit Cole, if you're just tuning in. Mm. By the way, stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac, next on SNY. Gerrit Cole, it has been assumed by all of us, will eventually need Tommy John surgery, but he's out in L.A., meeting Dr. Neil Atroche.
Atroche,
which is a very classy name.
Yes, it is.
To get a second opinion or maybe even a third opinion on his elbow and potentially needing the dreaded Tommy John surgery. So it does feel inevitable with Garrett. Feels inevitable with the Yankees, but yet no official word on that being the end game for Gerrit Cole and the Yankees. Now, speaking of the Yankees, if you missed it a little bit earlier on in the show, go back to about 4:15. We had a conversation, or 3:15, actually. I think I get my hours confused. 3:15. Was it 3:15?
3:15.
We had a conversation with Paul Goldschmidt, if you want to check that out. And obviously, Justin Fields is now a New York Jet, and nothing yet with the Giants. Daniel Jones, apparently, is kind of one of the big cogs in this, because Daniel Jones is being connected to Pittsburgh and Minnesota. And who doesn't get Daniel Jones could go to Aaron Rodgers, or vice versa. You'd assume Rodgers would be preferred over Daniel Jones just based on ability, based on accomplishments. Obviously, the appeal of Jones is his age and maybe thinking you could put it all together with him. But the Steelers and the Vikings have been linked to Daniel Jones and have been linked to Aaron Rodgers. So even though the Giants aren't bringing back DJ, DJ may have an impact on who they end up with at quarterback.
The Steelers are in a really tough position because Kenny Pickett was he was the first round, right? They moved up in the first round to draft him. That was 2022. So 3 seasons ago, they drafted a quarterback who they thought was going to be their guy. Obviously, they moved on from him pretty quickly, and they've left. But they're never going to be bad enough to take one of the good young quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So when it comes to free agency, they have to take these risks.
Yeah.
Like, they have to take the Justin Fields risk. Russell Wilson was probably just a compliment because they didn't know what Justin Fields' ceiling was, type of thing. But they're in the exact same spot this year with Daniel Jones.
Why not sign both? Aaron Rodgers and Daniel Jones.
Well, they could.
They could do that.
The problem is, what's Aaron going to demand? That's what I don't know.
Yeah.
And is he going to play for $20 million, $22 million?
Well, and also, I doubt it. If you're Daniel Jones, you'd probably, if that's your offer in Pittsburgh, to team up basically or be the backup for Rodgers, you'd better be better off going back to Minnesota where you can compete with J.J. McCarthy and possibly beat him out and be the starting quarterback.
Right. It's just not ideal for the Steelers, and it's not ideal for the other than Aaron Rodgers, and if they pay him. It's not ideal for anybody.
Yeah. Let's go to Justin in Dobbs Ferry. How you doing today, Justin?
Good, good. Can you imagine somebody's wanting Daniel Jones? It's amazing. But, Connor Hughes is saying that Rodgers is headed towards the Steelers. Like, seats are starting to fill up, and Giants are going to be looking maybe for, Milroe or somebody in the second round, I think. I think they're...
Justin, they could also move to number one and take Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Right?
All the stuff they did with Stafford, they obviously showed they didn't want either one of those first two quarterbacks. That's me. You're not going to offer Stafford $50 million because you want Cam Ward.
I think they had to play both avenues. They had to look at both as if they were actually happening. It's hard to do. It's hard for a fan to think that. I mean, even Evan thought
I've made that exact same point that our caller made. Yeah.
I think the Giants, in fact, I know the Giants were heavily pursuing both. Recruiting, trying to trade up to number one, and also going after Matt Stafford. Now, Matt Stafford, But because somewhere in the back of your mind, you had to know Matt Stafford was playing you.
Right.
You had to.
Yeah.
Right? And if you're not, you're just not. Let's hear it.
All right. There's more quarterback movement in the NFL. The Browns have traded for a quarterback.
Who?
Traded. So not traded. A free agent. They traded for somebody else's quarterback, and that would be?
5 seconds ago from Adam Schefter, the Eagles.
Kirk Cousins. Oh, no.
Have traded Kenny Pickett to the Cleveland Browns.
Get out of here.
2025 fifth-round pick and Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Boy, poor guy.
They're going
to
cut him. Right
so now. The interesting thing for Cleveland is you bring Kenny Pickett back to the AFC North. Mm-hmm. You give him a chance to play with Deshaun Watson hurt. And I don't think this precludes them from drafting a quarterback at number two at all. Because there you have a competition. Because Deshaun Watson's not playing next year. So he's almost just, you throw him away, you don't even think about him. So my first read on this is this does not change them drafting a quarterback at two. Would you agree with that?
It does not. But
they're taking a flyer. That's what they're doing. There's a young quarterback who hasn't fully been given many opportunities. He's had a little bit one in Pittsburgh.
He's been a starter.
Yep.
He's not horrible. They saw him multiple times.
It actually fits a lot of what we described with Fields and Jones.
It's a lottery ticket. It's a young player who's probably going to get an opportunity, at least in a competition with someone you drafted to, or not. Maybe it's even more than that. And you see if you can get something out of him.
He's a really good offensive coach. And so maybe they think they can develop him. I don't know what this means for quarterback now, though. I really don't.
I don't think it changes anything. I really don't.
But I don't know if it would. Because you're now putting him in the exact same spot that he was in kind of before.
No, you're letting him compete. Because let's say you draft Shedeur too. Right, let's just say it's Shedeur Sanders, or it doesn't even matter. You're not handing the keys to either guy. You're saying go compete, and you're giving another young quarterback a chance to compete with them. I like that, by the way, personally.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that. Because now you have two lottery tickets. One has a better chance of hitting the guy you just draft, and the other one's a little less likely, but you're still kind of cashing it in to see what you got.
It's interesting.
Interesting move.
All right.
You be the judge on this, T, because I think you could be an independent arbiter. So on Saturday, I did a live Rico Bronya from Jupiter, Florida.
Okay.
And a lot of people showed up. I appreciate it. Watched the podcast, hung out. And one of the guys that showed up is a guy who I've listened to on the radio many years ago. You may know him. You may not know him. Scott, the engineer from the Howard Stern Show. Okay.
Know who he is.
Legend in the business.
Yes.
And he has a reputation, fair or not, of being like a dark cloud and brings bad luck
A
mush, which I don't think is fair at all. And I like Scott. Scott is a big Met fan. He's a listener to the Rico, a listener to the radio station. So what I tried to do on the Rico at that live broadcast is have some of our listeners come on, maybe ask a question, make a comment. And Scott was one of the guys who came on. And apparently, because I've gotten a lot of emails about this, Scott is being blamed for the injury to Francisco Alvarez. Okay, because on Saturday night, this is a day before, or maybe it's as Alvarez is taking the live batting practice where he got hurt, Scott and I are having a conversation about the Mets, and I basically say to him, I'm going to let you listen to it, I basically say, hey, look, Scott, they're going to have to score a lot of runs. And here's what I said and what he said.
Can they score enough runs? Can they be a top five offense in baseball? And if they are, then I think we're all excited again in October.
Well, to do that, they need Alvarez to be a monster. And they need McNeil to hit like he did 3 years ago.
So
then they'll be a score a lot of runs.
So because the first thing he said was Francisco Alvarez,
right, that's
and
not
he got
fair
hurt the next day, he's being blamed.
That's not fair to him.
I agree. It's BS.
He wasn't even putting him over that much.
They said they could be a monster if he's good.
Yeah, but it's not like he was the biggest, most important player on this team, the young player, as Francisco Alvarez. I need Francisco Alvarez to be that dude. He's obviously a great leader. He's a great catcher. He prepares like no other young catcher in the league. And he can hit, and he's going to hit, and he's going to be awesome. Like, if he had done that,
right,
and then he got hurt, I'd say he was a mush. He mentioned him for 30 seconds.
I appreciate your honesty, but I'll just read an example email, and this has been filling up the Rico B email over the last 48 hours.
Come on, Rico Beers.
What the F? Did you seriously have that black cloud, Scott the Engineer, on your Mets podcast?
And now, I'm hearing this not with that history in my mind.
Okay.
That's why probably I'm defending him.
The next day, Alvarez breaks his hand. Evan, you should know better. So there's a lot of blame
at him, but me for allowing him on like he did. Like he somehow got Alvarez to break his hand.
I think if you were going to have Scott on the air, you needed somebody to offset his mushness because you're already the dark cloud, and then you bring in the other dark cloud. It was like the melding of like two great radio stations. You obviously have Howard, and then you have us, and between you and Scott, you injured Francisco Alvarez.
No, we did not injure
I'm surprised the Mets are still here. Someone check on Citi Field.
Well, check on Jeff McNeil.
And Jeff. Who else did he mention in that clip? Please tell me to mention anybody else. McNeil, that's it. We could sacrifice Jeff McNeil.
It was just that. I defend him. He did nothing wrong. I understand the reputation, but he did not injure Francisco Alvarez.
I agree. How did that happen, by the way?
So he was taking a live batting practice.
In front of Scott the Engineer.
It may have been happening at the exact same hour. We were doing the podcast at about 5 o'clock, so who knows. And during the live batting practice, it was just a very violent swing. And it happens. And I asked Mendy, like, is that normal? And he said it actually is. And I said, is it related to his injury from last year? And he said, not at all.
Huh.
So
which part of his hand?
Ah, man, I got to go look that up. I forgot. I don't know. And honestly, I wouldn't
it's the hammock T-bone.
The hammock.
Hammett.
Oh.
The Hammett bone. Did you say Hammetty?
I thought it was Hammett.
Well, there is an E at the end, so.
It's called Hammett?
Where's the left Hammett? Where is that, T?
By
the way, that's his catching hand, not his throwing hand. Mm. So it's where the catching glove is on, and that's the hand he injured. What sucks about this whole situation is that, fair or not, and I know you and I have had this argument before when I call someone injury prone, but Francisco Alvarez is developing a reputation of being injury prone.
Right.
And it can be as fluky as you want. Like last year, but he's getting hurt a lot. And he still needs to prove himself as an everyday stud in this league. And it's tough to do that when you're not available. We saw it last year, and now we're seeing it again where the timetable on him is 6 to 8 weeks. So if it is 8 weeks, and I assume 8 weeks, you're looking at 2 months.
Jeez.
You're looking at middle to early part of May, which is not the end of the world, but for him it is because he's the guy trying to prove himself as an everyday major leaguer. Like, I think the Mets can be okay with Torrens catching most of the games, but it's for him. Like, he needs to prove himself, Teak, and he's having a tough time staying on the field.
All right, so the hammite bone is down near the wrist at the base of the pinky.
Mm-hmm.
How do you break that?
A violent swing. Or,
yeah, really?
Or the black cloud of Scott the Engineer and me.
It's just weird, man. I feel like I've heard this bone being broken a lot in baseball players. But it's just, I don't know, whatever.
Can I call him injury prone? Do you give me approval?
I mean, it's a bone.
Every year the guy gets hurt.
He's a catcher.
So what does that mean?
Means he takes a lot of contact.
He got hurt swinging the bat.
But this is in his catching hand. This is in his mitt hand.
Yeah, his mitt hand. Like, he didn't get hurt catching, Luke. If he did, right. I'd say, yeah,
no,
it's a catching
but I'm just
injury.
Saying the wear and tear of being a catcher and you're taking a beating constantly could make...
Yeah, I could see that. Like, it's just, the ball is just smashing into the palm of that glove.
That doesn't like, erase the fact that he's becoming injury-prone. You guys are trying to excuse it away, and I'm telling you, he's becoming an injury-prone player. Is he not? He doesn't play full seasons.
But injury prone.
Yeah, injury prone. He gets injured every year.
So then is Aaron Judge injury prone because he dove for a ball and got hurt? He ran into a fence. Does that make him injury prone?
So that's who we talked about the other day. And four of the last 5 years or three of the last 4 years, he hasn't missed any time. Alvarez needs to do that. He hasn't had a year where he hasn't missed time. You know what I mean? Like it's every single season.
He just needs an Alvarez.
Yeah. By the way,
I'm glad you're setting up
sidebar, as a male, you definitely don't want to hurt your dominant hand. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for that.
Two quick things. Yeah. Yankee fans, your dream is over. George Lombard, back to minor league camp.
Your dream is over.
Lombard. Number two, Tiki.
Why was that dream?
Well, it was never going to happen.
Oh, yeah, so
people wanted it to happen.
Yeah, I did a diatribe on this a few days ago where he's a great young prospect, but Yankee fans need to pipe down about every young prospect just making the team because they've had a good camp. Right. He needs to go hit single A. Once he hits single A, we could talk about him being in the major leagues. Is that it? Is that all you had?
And one more thing. Tiki might have a dream alive on the Joe Milton front.
Oh. Ooh.
The Patriots have just signed Josh Dobbs to a 2-year deal. Now, why is that? Why would you sign a Josh Dobbs to back up Drake May? And Dobbs, of course, had that brief run with Vrabel in Tennessee.
Are you keeping Joe Milton with all that young talent as a third stringer?
I mean, he's valuable to somebody else.
More valuable than that.
Well, especially if he's not going to ever see the field.
Right.
So, they're setting him up to be traded.
Oh.
That's what that sounds like.
You
Josh
do
Dobbs
it?
Is like, no, Johnson is 38.
Josh
Dobbs is 33 or 4 or something like that.
Yeah, he played very well a couple years ago in a pinch.
Josh Dobbs only 30.
He's only 30. All right, so that's even better.
Yeah, he's a solid backup. Like, that's a nice backup for Drake May.
They are definitely trading Joe Milton.
That would be my read on this because Joe Milton, we talked about this last week, how, hey, what could you get for Joe Milton if you're the Patriots? Maybe a third-round pick, fourth-round pick, and that looks great from a year ago or 2 years ago when you drafted him with a fifth or sixth. I forget exactly.
Sixth, I believe.
Sixth, right? So, hey, great value within a couple of years. You turn that into a third-rounder, but I looked at it and said, well, if he's my backup, and let's say Drake May stinks, it just doesn't work out, or he gets hurt, there's a bigger reward with Joe Milton playing and then being great. But if you're not even going to allow him to be your backup quarterback, then clearly you're not envisioning him playing. So why not cash out, take the third round pick? The Patriots are kind of going for it right now with some of the moves they're making. So improve yourself with a draft impact more so than Milton. So he's available.
Right.
And you know what? They'd want to send them out of conference. So here come the New York Football Giants. Would you trade your third round pick for him right now, T?
No. I would trade my fifth round pick for him.
Well, you got two fours, so that's the answer.
I would trade a fourth round pick for him.
Yeah, you got two fourth round picks. You trade one, so one of the fours for Milton.
See, he's older, though. So let's not forget, he played 3 years at Michigan and then 3 years at Tennessee. So how old is he's 24, 5?
That's still young.
It is still young, but he's just older. So it's not. Like, what are you giving up, and what's the future look like?
Fourth round pick, man.
Yeah,
you love Joe Milton. Don't get cold feet now.
I do like him.
Yeah, you were the first one to bring him up.
It's funny because I didn't like him coming out of school,
right?
But I like him after I saw him play.
You watched him play, and you raved to all of us.
Yeah, because he's big, he's accurate, he made definitive decisions. He looked good.
I'll tell you this. I believe
I'm trying to find his draft grade, like why he fell so low.
Well, and the Giants didn't love him because their draft board got leaked when they were on Hard Knocks, and they had Milton kind of graded as someone who was switching positions.
Right.
So based on that, I don't know if they'll actually trade for him.
Right. His draft grade was 5.8, which means average backup or special teamer.
Now, if Joe Milton ends up with the Giants or anywhere else and gets an opportunity to start, I actually give you credit because you were the first person I heard who started to fall in love with Milton.
Yeah.
You're the one who bragged about him to us, and then I started to hear it after that. So you are the Christopher Columbus of Joe Milton. You didn't actually discover him. You just mistakenly found him.
Right. Only because I watched that game.
That's right.
I don't know why I watched it.
That's right. Very similar.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year.
There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.